Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got 60 minutes within 45 minutes of airtime. With Tex Mars, the first hour just blew past us, and I know we've got loaded phone lines. Joe and Jeff and Evan and JR and Charles and many others. We will go to your calls coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, but I'm going to continue talking about Codex Magica that really is the masterwork of Tex Mars. I mean, I call it the definitive volume on the Illuminati secret language. And, I mean, folks, it's just... And, you know, out of the 1,000 pictures in here, there might be two or three where somebody's not really doing an Illuminati sign. They're accidentally doing it. See, I've caught myself before going like, you know,
sure.
And making a Diablo. But when they're over and over again doing it and doing it at certain times, and all the and they'll do two or three of the symbols right after each other, and then they'll say all these occultic cryptic things, and then, oh, they are members of Skull and Bones, or they admittedly do rituals. And when they are members of this, you know, there's all these, and they're all involved in it.
That's right.
They believe in it. They even write. Write about it. Tex, I mean, there's so much in this book, and this is a short segment, but just any other areas that I haven't brought up that you think people should know about?
Well, you know, this is 624 pages. It's the size of a huge city's telephone book. I don't know, weighs 8 pounds or something like that.
It looks like the Austin phone book.
That's right. It's a huge book. If only 500 pictures are accurate out of the over 1,000, isn't that enough to shake the world? I mean, these are incredible. We go back to Napoleon giving hand signs. We have Jesse James, who was a Mason, by the way, John Wilkes Booth, and his brother, both high-level Masons involved in the Abraham Lincoln assassination. So this is really a historical book.
Well, that's what I was saying, is that you can look at a few of them and go, maybe they aren't, but literally 98%, 99%, there's no question. I mean, there are some people in there doing hand signs that I can't even do. They're so hard to do.
They are indeed. We're talking, I know this is a short segment, but I wanted to mention, when you go back, and here's where it really flabbergasted me some years ago when I began to do my investigation of this. If you go back to the ancient mystery religions of Babylon, Egypt, Sumeria, then on into Greece and Rome, they had their symbols, they had their secret handshakes and hand signs and marks and numbers and all of this. Now, what shocked me, I first spent years studying this. You might say, I'm not bragging to say I am a master symbologist, knowing these going all the way back. Here's the thing. I began to see on television, on the covers of magazines, in books, in movies, the same hand signs that go, but you can find on the statue of Pharaoh's, you know, in the mummies.
Exactly.
Doing the hand
something even more obvious that you cover in the book is the pyramids, the triple sixes. I mean, I don't know major corporate logos that aren't pyramids or 666s or double crosses.
All of this is on purpose, whether it's the Disney logo, you can find the 666, and that Fox is a very interesting one. Here we have, you know, the supposed conservative Republican network, Fox. Of course, Fox network came really out of the old 20th century Fox, and now they just simply call it Fox as we go into the 21st century. But the very letters, F-O-X, what is all that about? Why would they call it Fox network? What's that got to do with anything? Well, numerologically, F is the sixth letter in the alphabet, zero, and X, when you add the numbers together and then you add again, as occult numerologists do, they come to six also. F-O-X equals 666.
Well, even if you try to poo-poo that, which obviously that's accurate, Fox puts out the most vile sea of the luscious women can make the husband cheat. You know, I mean, the worst programs, Married with Children, you know, 20 years ago, they have the worst anti-family programming of any network.
But Fox says there is no conspiracy. Don't believe the Alex Jones of this world, says Sean Hannity and O'Reilly and all of the others. And, of course, they're just paid stooges for the New World Order. And they do some good. Of course they do. How else will they attract an audience?
Well, that's what rat poison is. Rat poison is 98% good grain.
Yeah, it's cured some diseases, I understand. I used to have a grandmother that took just a little bit of it, but if she took too much, uh-oh.
Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We're talking to Tex Mars.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/30/106.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. We're back live with Tex Mars, and your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. For those that just joined us, Tex Mars is, of course, he was a Air Force officer, and then he taught space and aeronautics and political science, University of Texas. And then, of course, he's a best-selling author, not just of books about the New World Order and the world government system. He's written many other technical books, best-selling books about robotics, you name it, just an amazing individual. And his websites are conspiracyworld.com, powerofprophecy.com. And if you go to those sites, then you can link off to texmars.com and just a bunch of other great websites, a lot of information, and all of his books and videos and books on tape and CD are there. And before he leaves us today, we're going to give you the toll-free number. In fact, we'll just do that now to get a free newsletter. And this isn't a little piece of junk newsletter. I tried a newsletter for a while. It was just too time-consuming, but I imitated Tex. I mean, he offered to do it. I literally used his printer locally, the same paper. And, of course, it was like three times more than anything else because it was just so nice. And it's only about five, six, seven pages, depending on how long it is each month. But it's just all jam-packed with information. So, Tex, tell folks about that free newsletter.
Sure. Folks can just call our toll-free number. And when they do say, I would like to get the free newsletter, and nobody will ask them to buy a thing, no commitment, nobody will ever call them back. We're not going to put their name on some mailing list. They'll get a free newsletter from us. Just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673 and say, hey, I'd like that free newsletter. They'll take down your name and address, and that'll be the end of it. And I hope people will get a great blessing from it. The next issue is going to be a real shocker. So they'll get that special issue that talks about George Bush from a very different angle that's never been discussed before. And if they want that, I'm not going to tell anybody right now.
Well, give me a hint.
Leave a little mystery. Well, let's just say that the White House kitchen has been kosherized. And we'll leave it at that. It's a little mystery. Come on, Alex. Give me a little chance to have mystery and have some fun here. Anyway, it is a shocking thing. He's carrying, I have a picture of Bush, carrying a book in his hand. And it's quite interesting. He's being accompanied by a man who used to be the White House spokesperson, Ari Fleischer, who actually is a Jewish rabbi. Just like Dov Zakheim, the comptroller of the Pentagon, who supervised, and they said that $1 trillion was missing. Dov Zakheim turns out to be a rabbi. Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director.
Father's a rabbi.
Yeah, his father's a rabbi, and he, of course, is a big advocate of the Jewish ADL. There's some incredible connections here, but remember this. We're not trying to impugn any race, any nation, anything. If anything, I would like to save Arabs and Jews. I'd like to save them from bloodshed. I want to be friends.
Well, I mean, it boils down to this. If most of the cabinet and all the people openly spying and openly running our policy and openly saying we've got to attack Iran and openly saying we've got to stay in Iraq, mm-hmm. were Eskimos, were Inuit. I mean, I would go. I'm not against the Inuits.
You would ask the question, why are they all Eskimos? What has the Eskimo race got to do with, you know, establishing the New World Order? That would be unique in itself. But remember this, there is an evil core in a number of nations. In the United States, I've been exposing this evil core of the Illuminati inside the United States. In Codex Magica, you're going to see Germans and Italians and Mexicans and Canadians and Americans.
And they all do the same
here. Frenchmen.
Well, this is the thing. This is the weird thing. And I can even have Barry Hamish on, you know, who's Jewish from Jerusalem, right from the Jerusalem Post.
He's done some good work himself.
Well, he has. But what's incredible is that you know, the Zionist took 110,000 Jewish children.
There you go.
And radiated them and killed most of them right on the spot. Our government paid $3 billion for it. And I guess I'm anti-Semitic because I'm against killing Jewish children. But you know what? They were the brown Jews. They were the Jews that were in Israel before the takeover, or they were the Jews who were, you know, the Sephardic. They were the Jews that were in southern areas of Europe. They're in Spain. And it was specific. The government said, and they'd tell them, you're going to have a dentist checkup, you're going to be checked for ringworm, and they'd take them, strap them down, and they'd kill them. And that's been in major Jewish newspapers over there, and it's just kind of like they're reporting on the, you know, the price of cheese or something.
Every Jewish person finding this out to be truth, and it is true what you're just saying, should be furious at this. Hey, now I'll tell you, I'm Scottish, mainly Scottish, but also French, a little bit of, you know, how Americans are. We're all kinds of things sometimes. But listen, there are people in Scotland. In fact, the Scottish Rite is the largest Masonic order in the world, the Scottish Rite. I'm Scottish. Am I supposed to give them a sprout? Oh, I don't want to expose the Scottish Rite Freemasons.
Well, see, that's the thing. But that's what I'm trying to point out is that it is admitted that the Labor Zionist, one group of, you know, the three groups, that's the dominant group, the Labor Zionist, openly supported Hitler, got money from Hitler.
They did.
And they said, you come with us to Israel, and people would try to get out, and they go, no, you're not allowed to come. And they actually wage war against the religious Jews. The CPS over there takes their kids. I've seen that in Jewish newspapers. I mean, they're really waging war, especially against the rabbis that aren't for the war and aren't for Israel, you know, because they're trying
Some rabbis believed that a Holocaust would be good because it would frighten the Jewish people around the world into leaving the countries where they were assimilated and going to foster the establishment of the
nation. So the point I'm going to say is, because I love the Jewish people in Israel, I want them to know, I mean, don't try to get around it. Mm-hmm. Your government, just in one case, radiated 110,000 of your kids. Most of them died within a week of it happening. Only a few survived today.
The founders of Israel were all
devil worshippers.
They were devil worshippers. And Ben Gurion himself was a very, very avid fan of Vladimir Lenin. And now the Lenin Museum, where we find the mummified body of Lenin, you know, now says, yes, it is true, Lenin was a Jew, but we couldn't tell the Soviet, the Russian people that, because they may hate the Jews, so we kept that a secret. But remember, at the very core of the Israeli and Jewish people around the world, there are only 18 million Jews in the world, and I feel quite confident in saying this, out of 18 million, I doubt if more than 5,000 know anything at all about the Illuminati.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Let us educate the other 17,955,000 so they can help us to expose the evildoers within their own midst.
But maybe we shouldn't talk about killing Jewish children. Maybe it's the right of the Zionists to kill them.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I mean, because you don't want the ADL going after you for trying to save Jews.
I see what you mean. The
uber Jews, the ones that are always killing the other Jews.
Again, they create the chaos, and then they have the order. You see, they come in with their order out of chaos. But they must have chaos. They must have the killing. And they believe that discrimination against Jews is a good thing because it will bring unity among the Jews.
There are hundreds
of sick philosophy, Hegelian.
There are hundreds of documents, hundreds of books, public statements, speeches. And then every time we track down one of these white supremacist groups, these horrible, unsavory organizations, a lot of times they'll have a P.O. box. It turns out a rabbi owns it. That's come out over and over again that these are actual fronts.
The Aryan Nation group, you know, Richard Butler's group up there in Idaho, there was a op-ed, you know, opinion in the Idaho newspaper just when they were considering hate crime laws in the state legislature of Idaho. Richard Butler and his Aryan Nations come down there with their brown shirts and do the Nazi salute. What scared the whole city? There was the picture on the front page of the Boise newspaper. And then they had a letter written by a Jewish rabbi saying, oh, we must have these hate crime laws. Look, the Aryan Nations are attacking right here in Idaho. Turns out that, just as you said, the rabbi's box number was traced back, and it was Aryan Nations. So the Aryan Nations, what is that, some kind of a Jewish front? No, I believe this is the Mossad, the CIA, these rogue Illuminati agents working that perpetrated 9/11,
the whole thing. It just got declassified that in 1988 the Mossad was actually caught before they had so much control trying to carry out a bombing to blame it on Muslims in London. And then we've totally proven that 7/7 and 7/21 was a government op. MI6 clearly, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, was involved. And so the point here is exactly what you said, out of, you know, 17 million plus, and then you've just got
95. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've just got like a few thousand of these people who are actually doing this. And it's the same thing. You have Skull and Bones, an admitted Germanic death cult. I mean, you know, an admitted Germanic death cult where they've got, you know, Adolf Hitler's silverware, you know, have that in their little shrine, involved funding Hitler. So how do you, at the top, that's what I always run into. I run into Zionists, I run into Nazis, I run into occultists, I run into, and the communists, they're just all one big swirling, happy group.
Yeah, and, you know, if anybody out there does not believe in conspiracy, they have to ask themselves, how could it be at the tomb, which you've exposed, the Order of Skull and Bones headquarters, which is adjacent to a cemetery.
Order of Death.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't want to digress here again, but in this book, for the first time ever, I believe, published in a book, Codex Magic, in my new book, there is a picture of the arch, and it stands as the entrance to the education building at Yale University, where the Skull and Bones folks are there. When you go through the arch into the education building, look up, and carved in stone is a statue, an idol of Baphomet, with his horns and all. But watch out, this Baphomet, carved in stone at Yale University, one of America's premier elite establishment schools, he's wearing a suit and tie. Baphomet, the old Knights Templar god of the Satanic Masons, wearing a suit. Boy, doesn't that tell you something? Is that what the Illuminati is? Devil worshippers wearing suits? And the picture is right here in Codex Magica.
It's unbelievable. And we carry Codex Magica available at Infowars.com right now. And the new film, The Order of Death,
And on the same DVD, The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, two films the price of one, Infowars.com. We'll come back and take your call. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Well, we've got some callers that have been holding just great troopers. And you can talk about any subject you want because it all ties back into the same thing. But we have to ask ourselves, you know, why is Alberto Gonzalez, when he was chief White House counsel, saying that you're above the law, we can torture people to death and just don't call it torture and then it's not torture? You know, this type of delusional, psychopathic stuff. And now this you character, who is, you know, was a White House counsel and advisor, John Yoo, saying we can torture people's children in front of them and crush their testicles, and we can commit genocide. And Dick Cheney in a PNAC document says we can We can use race-specific bioweapons on people. Imagine if, quote, Bin Laden was saying something like this. Well, Bin Laden is their boy, but even if you buy their fake argument that he's this real threat and isn't manufactured, it's just open, pure evil out in front of everyone, seeing if we'll accept it. They think they've taken our moral compass away, so now they're moving to replace it with their map. Who has been holding the longest here? Joe in Wisconsin. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Kudos, gentlemen. I've got some comments for the minions out there and then some questions for you and your guest. First would be, I think we're being taught to be replaceable parts in a political global machine. You know, we're told don't question what the machine does, what its output or its methods are. And when one part breaks down, it just gets replaced. And when they're finished, they dismantle and cannibalize the machine when the results are achieved. What purpose does a machine serve after that?
Well, have you ever noticed gazelles on the African plain? One of them gets grabbed, they just keep moving along like it's no big deal.
Because the whole herd survives. It's just that one part gets thrown away. And what I'm saying is the benefits of that one part is always a promise. It's never a hard asset. So people that are listening that are throwing the switches and messing up your communications, I mean, think about this, guys. When your job is finished, what do they need you for? You know. Anyway,
thing is that people, most of them are just completely unconscious. In fact, Tex, that's a good question for you. Not just with a couple thousand elitists in the whole world. There's just a few thousand of them. We know who they are. We can even name them. As you said, they're German, they're Jewish, they're Chinese, but predominantly, you know, they're European and Europe. But then they have their minions who've got enough of the piece of the puzzle to carry out their operations, to know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they rationalize? I mean, are they just evil?
Well, they are evil. Remember, the Bill Clintons, even the George Bushes, are not at the highest level at all. They are stooges themselves. But a person like Bill Clinton, his whole life, he's never lived an authentic, genuine life as an American.
Oh, that was like when George Bush Sr., back in the 1980s, the 1988 election, he was in a grocery store, and I've got the clip somewhere in the office, and he goes, what is this? And it was a scanner, been out for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. What is this?
Yeah, you have John Kerry, for example, who created the myth that he was an Irish Catholic, when actually he's Jewish. I'm sure he was told, even though he was an anti-war demonstrator at Yale University and a skull and bonesman, he was told, your future is you've got to go and join the military so you'll have a credential. He only spent 4 months in Vietnam. And by the way, committed evidently some war crimes while he was there that have been covered up. Only 4 months! Hey, what happened to all the rest of these guys that have spent 12 whole months over there? Many of them killed just a few days before their year was up. This guy only spent 4 months over there. Al Gore was sent over there, and they made sure that Al Gore didn't have one bullet fired at him. You know, he stayed back in the home tent.
There's the famous picture of him looking down the barrel of a rifle. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. And Pat Robertson, remember the congressman in California, exposed the fact that an entire ship was turned around. An entire ship was turned around so that he wouldn't have to go into combat. But Pat Robertson, by the way, in Codex Magica, I go back to this book again because over 1,000 pictures.
Oh, have you heard the newest thing where he says that implantable chips are good and then Big Brother isn't bad and thumb scanning to get stuff? And then he starts praying and he says, Jesus, and he does the Diablo.
I saw that on your website.
And then he thrusts.
The horn devil sign.
What is that? I mean, why is he doing that?
Well, you know, remember this. Pat Robertson, you read it in his own autobiography, Shattered from the Housetops. He was saved, and became a Christian at the Freemasonry Baptist Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Freemasonry Baptist Church. His father, of course, was a high-level Mason. Senator Robertson was chairman of the Banking and Currency Committee.
So when they do the Diablo, what does that mean?
Well, it means, I love you, devil. I worship you. I give honor and reverence to you as the devil. And, of course, there are many variations. Maybe we can discuss that El Diablo sign? Because some people are very confused. Is it the Longhorns? Is it the sign of the death? We should talk.
I wonder why Berlusconi, I wonder why Putin, I wonder why Clinton, I wonder why Pat Robertson. Maybe they all are really excited about Vince Young right now.
Well, maybe they are, the national champions and all. But I have Prime Minister Berlusconi over in Italy.
He likes them too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Tex Mars is with us, the book Codex Magica, and there's just so much. You really can't describe everything that's in it. Last night I got home about midnight from working, and I went and got a copy of Codex Magica off of the bedstand where my wife's been reading it, and I was folding the pages and trying to write notes, and you know I left it at home this morning, but I did scan through it, some of the things I wanted to bring up, but... Tex, I want to take some more calls, but then I want to get into some of the blood oaths, because they're now having to change some of this. And a listener sent us from Chapter 522 up in upstate New York. He went to one of the famous lodges, and it was the lodge out of which they'd sent one of the guys that went out and then murdered somebody who'd exposed the Masons. The fella got up there and was explaining how it was really no big deal, and we're not devil worshippers, and we're not this, and the public was all there, and he was videotaping it. So you talk about in your book how they're now trying to put a good face on it, which shows we're having an effect. It's like Bush having to go out and go, listen, you can really believe me this time. You know, I need to spy on you. It's really good. Please trust me. So they are losing credibility. But let's just rocket through the calls. I mean, let's go quickly here, because I'm bad about not going to them. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm Jeff, who made that Freemason video you were just speaking of.
Now, see, I did not know that. Text has been sitting there. I did not know that people were on hold. I didn't remember that your name was Jeff. Nobody told me that. And then see how synchronicity works?
That's great. I wanted to say, last night I signed up for Prison Planet TV, and I saw what you did with the video, and Alex, it's fantastic.
Well, you're a wonderful person for going and shooting all of that video. Why don't you tell folks about it?
Well, our local newspaper comes out once a week, said that the local historical society was going to meet at the Freemason Lodge. And so, inspired by you, Alex, and going into Bohemian Grove, I grabbed my camera and went down there to check it out. And you saw, I got some pretty interesting stuff from down there.
Well, you certainly did. I just want to commend you. And Texas Book talks about that because the Masons like, well, we've been getting a lot of pressure, and so we want to let everybody in now and let you know that, you know, we're not religious, but we do have rituals, and we have killed some people, and
we have altars, we read scripture, but we're not a religion.
And there's big pentagrams. There's big pentagrams on the wall.
That's a big iron pentagram plaque was on the wall.
That's their blazing star, the blazing star of Freemasonry. Absolutely. That's what the G stands for, of course, too. Gnosis, and also that blazing star. And it's on our $1 bill. That's what really the radiant sun rays are.
I was in East Texas.
The blazing star of Satan.
I was in East Texas, and that's where the red star and all the stars. Mm-hmm. I was driving just a few weeks ago, and I drove into a town, and there are all the little shingles hanging out by them. I mean, you know, as you enter a town, it's like, hey, this is our town.
They tell you the organization.
And there was a skull and bones. A skull and bones with a number under it, and then the upside down star and a bunch of other symbols. So, mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask Peck if he knows what the skull and bones means to Masonry, to Freemasonry.
Well, there are a number of things it means, of course, but the X goes all the way back to Osiris.
Well, he says on the tape that he shows you a coffin and a skull and bones. He goes, these are the most secret. I really shouldn't even be. Oh, he flips past it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He said that the skull and bones represented the death of Master Mason Hiram Abiff. I wanted to know if Tex knew anything different to that.
Oh, well, even that has its, sort of hidden code there.
That's a sacrifice.
Because Hiram Abiff is literally a Christ figure.
Who's murdered.
That would blend in as well. The skull and bones, we have the X, you have the death's head. But, of course, these men believe that they will live forever as gods. They will be a god race. But they're worshippers of death. That's why they have the bones. And
well, it's like you said earlier, a creative destruction. And of course, that's the cosmic con by Satan. Oh, we've got to kill everybody to then build the beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the X is real. I have many, many pictures of that X. Even Stephen King, the novelist, the horror novelist, doing the sign of the X. The Prime Minister of Israel, his wife doing the X. And remember, the one who did it the most was John Kerry's wife, Sweet Teresa. She would always do, you know, with the accolades, the audience clapping their hand, she would give them the little sign of the X, as the mummies do when they put the X. And in the Masonic funerals, they arrange the bodies, you know, with the hands and the sign of the X and all of these things. So there's a definite meaning behind this skull and bone symbology.
Yes. Well, so are you happy with what we did with the video, you sent us?
Alex, it was great. I was so happy. I've got some friends coming over tonight. I'm going to show it to them. I can't wait.
Thank you for authorizing us to do that, Jeff, and other listeners who send us good video of things and send us a description with it and also authorize us to use it. We'll do little reports like that because we want to bring people diverse information at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for the call, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Great guy. It was funny. I was talking about him. I think he's called like twice before.
Well, you know, Alex, one of the things that I think is great is you have a participating audience.
Oh, yeah.
Their eyes are open. They know these things. Hey, do people really think that I got all these pictures on my own? No, I had helpers. I mean, I don't have any in-house researchers, but I have many hundreds of wonderful patriotic folks.
Well, I want to say that
they have eyes that are open, and they send me these pictures, and sometimes they don't even know how it relates but it does. And it's
well, the globalists have their top-down, compartmentalized, pyramidal structure of need to know. We're the kind of open-source intelligence agency, whereas the millions of listeners of this radio show, and it is millions every week, mm-hmm. and the millions of visitors each week to the websites, we're talking PhDs, doctors, auto mechanics, people in the military, people at federal courthouses, judges. You wouldn't believe the literal army of people. To the point of, I tell them to go start their own websites or start their own movements because I just, and keep the data coming because I don't want to miss anything, but it's almost like 2,000 emails a day.
I have CIA and FBI agents. They're angry themselves. Military officers, they're absolutely furious. They know what's going on.
So really, we have the true intelligence agency because a globalist says something, everybody Googles their past. In 10 minutes, we have a documented dossier on them and a nexus with all the connections,
right.
Something that would take an analyst a week to do, years ago with all their secret computers. Now with their own technology, we are just crushing them.
But on the other hand, they are going to make a counterattack against us. They're not spending billions of dollars on the so-called war against terror. Hey, that war against terror includes American patriots, and they want to shut us down. We're the truth tellers.
The real training is to go after homeschooling families. The real family is to go after, the real system is to go after our families, our guns, our borders. Notice now they said terror, terror, terror. Now it's crime, 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 terror. Crime, 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 terror. They're not even moving terror out. They're kind of figuring, well, that's kind of not working too well now. Now it's just crime, 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 terror, crime, crime, terror, terror.
Mm.
So, have you noticed that? Now read it. First it was terror, terror, terror. Then it was terror and crime, and then now it's just crime. Mm-hmm. Oh, Homeland Security is going to be out fighting crime, Tex.
Well, yeah, they're going to put everything together and everything from the child molesters. And who can doubt that they should have RFID and biochips? There should be databases. But then suddenly they go from the child molesters, whom we all despise and detest, to everybody. And then there's the potential child molesters. There's the potential terrorists. And I suppose that's why the FBI has visited my ministry several times. I must be a potential terrorist, to even expose these.
Well, every day or two, I see an article where, and we'll go to calls in a second. Here's an example: toy store, St. Helen, Oregon, not even 2,000 square feet, smaller than this office. And it's a small toy store. Mm. She's buying a magic cube, knockoff Rubik's cube. She gets a call. You're being investigated for terrorism. Don't tell anyone.
Wow.
Under this section, this is in the Associated Press a couple years ago. This is an example I use a lot because it's one of the most egregious. We're going to be dropping by. Then they don't come by for a month. She calls back and they go, listen, we'll come by when we want. So they just show up one day and they go, you take all 10 of those magic cubes off the shelf. That is a patent infringement. She says, wait a minute. These are sold at Toys R Us everywhere. I bought this from a major distributor.
Mm.
They say, take them off the shelf, but there's no court order. There's no, and they said, listen, we don't have to under the Patriot Act. These are Homeland Security officers.
Yeah.
They leave. This is and this is in the Oregonian, and I also put it in a couple of my films. It's in the Martial Law, the new film I just released. And so then she gets mad and calls the distributor and calls people, and they go, no. And she even calls the Rubik's Cube company. They go, no, our patent's up, and people can make them as long as it's another color.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, why would they come to me? Well, they were setting a crazy precedent. They were on purpose doing something ridiculous. They were ordered to do that. And then so she went public, and they called up the agents. They said, yeah, we told her not to talk. We told her not to say anything. Homeless, sleeping on benches, are being charged as terrorists because it's by a train station, and then that's security, so that's terrorism. Or topless bar owners that pay $4,000 to a county commissioner for more zoning spaces. I mean, I don't like topless bars, but at the same time, that's not terrorism. So the definition, they practice this. They make it asinine on purpose.
They do.
To just kind of...
Alex, if you visit New York City and you take a picture of the Statue of Liberty, which millions of tourists do, you can be selectively targeted. After all, isn't the Statue of Liberty a terrorist target?
Well, in fact, there's lawsuits.
You're taking pictures of it. Maybe you're planning a bombing of it.
Tex, I've been there.
That's preposterous, but that's their that's what they're doing.
New York has little bitty tiny parks, and I was down by Wall Street. There's a little bitty park right there, just a few blocks away from World Trade Center. So I thought I'd interview people that were in the little park. And I'm walking along. This happened three times a day at least, the 5 days I was there. And cops are just running around going, no, you're not allowed to videotape. And I had congressional press passes. I could get down when Bush gave a speech.
You're not allowed in a public park. You're not allowed to carry a video camera.
But I had congressional press passes to get up to the, you know, the circle when Bush gave the speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had maximum press passes, just maximum. Maximum authorized, you know, went through the hoops and through some connections, got it here locally. Actually, Jack Blood pulled the strings because they had, you know, carried Fox News on a local affiliate that he was the program director on. And so that gave him dibs actually through a back door through. And, of course, then they got freaked out once they realized we'd done that and they started revoking him.
Alex, it's too bad you were not a gay cowboy. You could have got it a lot easier than that. So, you know,
Jeff Gannon.
Yeah, Jeff Gannon, you're a gay cowboy. You can go right on into the White House press corps and be kissed on the bald head by George W. Bush.
Have you seen the one where Bush is rubbing his neck and kind of kissing on him?
Boy, I tell you, that is...
How can the president kiss a gay whore, and there be photos and video of it, and then he's got all these White House midnight visits?
Yeah, and of course, Karl Rove approved him, the brain of the Bush presidency, Karl Rove, whom Bush has, as you know, his personal nickname for. It's so vulgar, but I'll just say it. I'm sorry. Turd Blossom. This is Fox News asking Karl Rove, what is your nickname given to you by President Bush? And Rove just very matter-of-factly said, yeah, he calls me Turd Blossom. That's our Christian president.
Why do you think Bush has a feces name for every member of his administration? Well, Putin is Pooty Poop.
He's a very, very... sick man. I believe he is a psychopath. And he's a megalomaniac.
And psychopaths are usually into scatology. I don't want to get too much off into that, but a lot of times they're into that.
Well, they are, because anything that violates the human norm, they would be for. And, of course, being a megalomaniac, here again we have a person who has delusions.
Hitler was into feces.
Well, that was just one of his sexual practices, some of the biographers say, and he never was really able to consummate.
I mean, I don't want to get too detailed here, but whereas
even though he had a beautiful a German actress, you know, Eva Braun, as his mistress, he was never able to consummate that marriage. But this is true of Stalin. You know, he married Kaganovich, a monster butcher. He married his wife, and one of the witnesses there at the Kremlin said one of the worst scenes he ever saw was Stalin screaming and hollering, saying, I'm going to kill you, to his wife, Rosa Kaganovich, who was naked and had climbed up a tree to get away from Joseph Stalin. And remember, Stalin was an Illuminist. The whole communist system was based on the Illuminati and the creation of a utopia and the destruction of the world and its rebuilding into the new state, the state of the new man. And all of this, of course, is a hatred of God that's included.
So whereas a normal person, you know, doesn't want to be around the latrine, they really like it.
I think so. And now our kids are being taught this. And all of the newest movies, Ben Stiller and all the other comedians. And by the way, you're going to see Ben Stiller and many of the Hollywood set from Seinfeld, the whole crew there, all of them giving signs, Jewish Kabbalistic occult magic. In Codex Magica, the pictures are in this book. That's one of my favorite areas, by the way. You'll see remember the guy that played George Costanza or whatever in Seinfeld? Jason Alexander, sort of the lovable loser. You'll see him on the cover of TV Guide giving the sign of the devil up to the heaven and down below.
Which is Baphomet.
Yeah, and all of the Masonic things. And all of those people. Kramer, you'll see him on the front cover of Scottish Rite Journal. Then the guy that played Kramer, and he's given a Masonic hand sign up to his neck, which means, of course, one of those oaths.
I promise not to tell or cut my head off.
Yeah, you'll have Pat Robertson shown in Codex Magica, as well as many other leaders, giving what I call the sign of the claw. It's the clenched communist-like fist over their...
But really, Texan, when you boil it all down, this is a global gang. And this is their symbols. This is what they do. This is what they're all about.
They're practicing occult magic. They are worshipers of Satan by other names.
Evan in Nevada, thanks for holding JR, Charles, and others. Go ahead, Evan.
Alex, Tex, It's an honor.
Thank you.
I've just been listening recently on the internet. I've been streaming you. You've got a big following on MySpace. There's a lot of people that listen to you through MySpace. We put bulletins up.
Oh, but I heard that Rupert Murdoch's starting to have computer systems excise out.
Oh, he is. They're censoring bulletins and forums. Like, he'll try and post a forum about, for example, Armenian genocide, and the thread will just disappear. And
by the way, Fox CityCorps admits they've got complex computer NSA-style systems that just you just can't buy.
They're working hard on it, but there's a lot of secondary sites that are popping up, and a lot of us are moving over to there. But I'll touch back on the satanic symbology, the hand symbol. There's the I love you symbol. The thumb is pointing outward. The Wiccan symbol, the thumb is underneath the ring and the middle finger. And the longhorn symbol, which Bush used as a lie, is the one where it's both hands and they're facing out. Your palms are facing inward. And that is not the symbol he makes.
Good point. Very good point.
Well, I mean, look, when Europeans see it, they freak out because that is the Diablo sign. And for Bush, it's kind of a joke because then he can do both at the same time. They love multifaceted symbols. Isn't that something they like, too? Something that means something to the general uninitiated, something that means something else for the adept? I mean, Tex, you want to comment on that?
No, you're absolutely right. And I show all of that in Codex Magic, an entire chapter on the sign of the devil, Il Carnuto, or El Diablo. And it's many variations.
Alex. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got something to touch on when you come back about...
Okay, I can give you 30 seconds on the other side, Evan, and then JR and Charles. I got to get to those that are holding along us. We'll just blast through your calls in the final segment, InfoWars.com, to get Codex Magica. Get it right now.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, you know,
2 hours just blew past us. We got to get Tex Mars back in here in the near future. I'll be on his radio program coming up in the next few weeks. PowerProphecy.com. You can also go to TexMars.com or ConspiracyWorld.com. Folks, we are carrying Codex Magicum, and it is an amazing book, phone book size, 1,000-plus photos and documents. We also have my new film, The Order of Death, and when you get that, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free. Go to InfoWars.com and order it today. Don't wait. Learn this real language. Learn how this gang of crooks... I mean, you can even say, okay, I don't believe in the devil. Regardless, it is a gang. It is a gang system. It is a global organized crime brotherhood. And they are occultic. And you need to have Codex Magica. Call toll free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. I got to go to JR and Charles. But Evan, just 30 seconds. Finish up.
I listened to your interview with the guy from Bilderberg the other night. And he had got the overhearing of them talking about wanting to use biological agents to kill. And the thing is, it clicked in my mind. I saw this documentary on Carnicom, CARNICOM.com.
Yeah, the chemtrails.
The chemtrails. And he found that there was foreign biological agents where they've been doing massive chemtrail sprays.
Well, you know,
so the thing is, if they wanted to take out 100 million Americans, all they would have to do is gas up every plane in America with whatever agent they were going to use and then just have them fly on their roofs.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. The thing is, if you're spraying someone, you don't do it at 35,000 feet. So a lot of it's atmospheric manipulations. There are 3,000-plus declassified instances of chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals being used on American people by our government. But the admitted, confirmed stuff, no one will ever focus on it, Tex. Mm. It's like people will focus on what, and I'm not criticizing people focusing on stuff that can't be proven. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's all this confirmed stuff. Let's go ahead and talk to JR in... I believe North Carolina. Go ahead, JR.
Hello, Alex. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm in New York City, actually, in Manhattan.
Okay, I've got it East Coast there.
Yes, sir. Yes, I wanted to get Mr. Marr's thoughts or observations on the World Trade Center buildings, the original Twin Towers, and the new Freedom Tower. And I have also noticed recently that the new Building 7 is a diamond shape, and also the building just to the east of that is the Federal Post Office building.
Let me boil it down to this. Thanks for the call. I had a big professor on from Canada just a few months ago admitting it's in the newspapers. The Masons just gone, yeah, our religion is reflected by architecture. These buildings are all according to 666 diagrams, and that's the way it is.
Well, yeah, and the original Twin Towers there are based on the pillars of Freemasonry, Jochen and Boaz. And all of that was a... Masonic ritual. Everything was conducted, even the date 9/11.
Have you noticed the owl downtown now has red eyes instead of...
Yeah, the building here in Austin, the most prominent building in Austin, Texas. Incredible, isn't it? The Bohemian Grove owl at the top of this crystal-like building. Across America, there's something I call the mysterious monuments. Incredible, from the Georgia Guidestones, but with the Transamerica Tower in San Francisco... it is an amazing, even in, in Israel, the new Supreme Court, inside it, in the very middle is a library that's shaped like the Great Pyramid without the capstone. By the way, you go to Hebrew University in Israel, and the students there in the student center look out the window, and what do they see? An obelisk.
Charles, you got Egypt. Charles, you got 20 seconds. Charles in Texas, go ahead.
Mr. Mars, I've been reading a book called C.W. Ledbetter called Freemasonry and its Ancient Mystic Rites. I was wondering it says that the Jesuits started the Scottish Rite. Do you know anything about that?
Certainly the Jesuits. All of these secret societies and orders, including the Catholic ones, Opus Dei, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, all of them are working together.
It's interlocking.
It's like denominations of Christianity, but for their own foul purposes. It is interlocking. By the way, Ledbetter, I talk about a lot, he admits that at the 33rd degree ritual, there is always a representative, a dark angel, a literal entity who is there present. That's according to Ledbetter.
We're out of time. Tex, thanks for coming on. God bless.
Thanks.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Introduce